You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Amazon has never had a reputation of being an easy place to work. While stories about the challenges faced by Amazon warehouse workers are painfully familiar, we're now learning more about how things are also bad at headquarters. Earlier this year, Recode senior correspondent Jason Del Rey reported that Black Amazon employees say the company also has a race problem. Internal data shows Black employees are promoted less often and rated more harshly than their white counterparts. Last week, a new Recode report details how employees say Amazon's race problem is worse than we first reported, and that the company's HR department is one of the roots of the problem. Here to discuss the latest is Recode's editor and my boss, Sam Altman. Hi, Sam.
Hey, Adam.
So Jeff Bezos has famously said that Amazon's goal is to be Earth's most customer-centric company. How has that goal affected the employee experience?
Amazon is very focused on meeting goals. It's very focused on efficiency and protecting the company's reputation. And, you know, a growing swath of employees in conversations with Jason has said that that obsession with customer happiness, that it's come at the expense of almost everything else, including its diversity efforts. And 5 employees have filed lawsuits against Amazon alleging racial bias and discrimination.
What can you tell us about these lawsuits?
All of the employees filing these lawsuits were women of color, and in these suits, they detail sort of shocking allegations of racial discrimination and bias, and some of them directly pointed to the HR department as a problem in terms of the harassment or discrimination they experienced. In fact, and one of the suits that we talk about and focus on in the story is one that was filed by a woman named Pearl Thomas. She's 64 years old, she's Black, and she started working as a HR business partner for Amazon in the last year. And so even though she works in the HR department, she says that she's experienced explicit racism, like being called the N-word by her manager on a video call when he thought that she was no longer connected, as well as other various microaggressions.
How has Amazon responded to the accusations in the lawsuits?
In the case of Pearl Thomas, she said that the HR division investigated her claim, but that it ultimately dismissed it when it couldn't find proof. And she said this manager even retaliated against her, where after she reported him, she claims that he put her on a performance review plan. Last month, when Recode first reported on these lawsuits being filed, Amazon told us that it was conducting thorough investigations, but that it had found no evidence to support the allegations. They also issued a statement saying that the racism reported by the lawsuits doesn't reflect the company culture and won't be tolerated. However, many of Pearl Thomas's colleagues across the company have told us that they've had experiences either similar to hers or to the other 4 women who have filed lawsuits against Amazon. So to do the story that we published last week, Jason interviewed more than 30 current and former Amazon employees who shared sort of shocking allegations of racial discrimination or racial bias that they kept encountering working in Amazon's corporate headquarters. Some of these employees worked there in the past, some still work there. And something that came up again and again in these interviews is these employees reporting the company's HR department as being part of the problem. And, you know, more than a dozen of the employees we spoke with were current or former diversity, equity, and inclusion employees, meaning their whole job is to figure out how to make Amazon a more equitable place. And all of those employees specifically pointed to a woman named Beth Galetti.
Who is Beth Galetti, and why would employees call her out specifically?
Beth is the leader of the HR department. She was the first woman to join Jeff Bezos's S team. And the S team basically is the top leadership team at Amazon. And it's sort of well known that that team sets the agenda for the company. They're the closest to Jeff, who's now the outgoing CEO. He'll be replaced by Andy Jassy, but it's sort of the top leadership group at Amazon. And Beth, as the leader of the HR department, was for years the only woman on that team. She joined Amazon in 2013, and even though she was eventually appointed the head of HR, she actually didn't have any HR experience. And employees Jason interviewed for his story said that was perhaps a factor in why they felt she's not effectively leading the HR department and not prioritizing DE&I work. They said they've noticed a pattern where under Galletti's leadership, the HR department has hired several key employees whose whole job is to focus on diversity efforts, but that these employees don't have meaningful DE&I experience. And, you know, something these employees talked about is even as Amazon in the past year, like a lot of other American companies, has been making promises to Black Americans to prioritize diversity on their teams and to create opportunity and to, you know, try to correct the imbalances in society and address them within their own companies. They said that at the very same time Amazon's been making these promises, that the core diversity, equity, and inclusion team at the company has been undergoing a state of upheaval. They said that a lot of employees have been transferred onto the team who have no experience doing diversity work. They also said that their access to the data they need to do their jobs has been increasingly restricted. But still, with everything these employees said about the HR department being sort of a root cause of the racial diversity issues they see at Amazon, they pointed to Galletti as being a problem, but they also said the HR department and Galletti aren't the sole source. They say the problem actually goes a lot deeper.
Right. You mentioned the S team, and it did not sound like a diverse group, but it sounded like a group with a lot of power. Can you tell me about the bigger picture here?
Well, some of the sources talked about that S team specifically and said, you know, Beth Galletti is just one person. She's part of this bigger team. And the reality is, as you see at a lot of companies across the U.S. of Amazon size, its leadership team is predominantly white and male. It has 25 executives, but out of those executives, only 4 are women and 3 of those women are white. None of the men on the S team are Black or Latino. And employees told Jason that they believe this group has been complicit in ignoring signs of racial inequity inside the company. They said the S team doesn't prioritize meeting diversity, equity, and inclusion goals in the same way that they prioritize meeting other business goals. They specifically pointed to how, you know, if an executive or a leader or a team fails to meet business goals, they'll have consequences that sort of hold them to expectation. But when it comes to DE&I goals, it's different. They describe them as aspirational rather than real things that leadership has to meet.
So, Sam, what did Amazon employees say they would like to see happen to improve their working conditions?
Well, a lot of employees told Jason that they don't believe Amazon can meaningfully advance its DE&I efforts as long as Beth Galletti is leading them. They also said they want to see the company move its diversity work out of the HR department because right now the DE&I teams all report up to HR. And they said that chief diversity officers need a direct line to the company's CEO, which starting in July will be Andy Jassy. One employee told Jason, HR acts like the company's bodyguard and it'll jump in front of a bullet to save the company, even if the company itself is the one holding the gun. And I think what that employee is trying to say is HR prioritizes defending Amazon's reputation and basically just protecting the company over addressing systemic racial issues or specific discrimination or harassment complaints. Its priority is protecting the company. So they think that if Amazon is truly committed to making its workplace equitable, that it needs to empower its diversity employees to sort of lead significant change. Some employees told Jason they're hopeful that when the new CEO, Andy Jassy, takes over, which will be in July, that maybe he'll make changes if he understands how diversity employees feel about the job, and they feel they can't do their work effectively. But, you know, a lot of the employees who spoke to us said they came to us as a last resort, that they didn't want to speak to the press, that they didn't want to talk about the company publicly, but they felt they had to because they think that big change in Amazon often only comes as a result of press coverage or other external pressure. And that's why they said they shared their stories with us.